From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting there will be a new leader of the United Nations. The UN Security Council has unanimously agreed on who should be the next UN Secretary General. Russia's UN Ambassador Vitaly Churkin made the announcement to reporters Wednesday, surrounded by ambassadors from the 14 other Council nations after they had held their sixth informal poll of the 10 candidates behind closed doors.
But today, after our sixth straw poll, we have a clear favorite. And his name is Antonio Guterres. And we have decided to go for a formal vote tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. And we hope it can be done by acclamation. This is what we are looking at. So tomorrow morning, acclamation vote. And wish Mr. Guterres well in discharging his duties as the Secretary General of the United Nations for the next 5 years.
Guterres, who served as the UN's refugee chief until last December, led all five previous polls. Diplomats said in the sixth poll, where the five veto-wielding council members used different colored ballots, he received 13 encourage votes, no discourage votes, and 2 no opinions. A National Security Agency contractor has been arrested and is being investigated for taking highly classified information, according to a statement by the Department of Justice. The suspect, 51-year-old Harold Thomas Martin III of Glen Burnie, Maryland, was arrested in late August, the statement said, adding that he had a top-secret national security clearance. The statement did not specify the nature or quantity of the information taken, but did speak of 6 documents obtained from sensitive intelligence and produced by a government agency in 2014. This is VOA News. The Russian government has said Wednesday that it was suspending an agreement with the United States on cooperating in nuclear and energy-related scientific research. The government also said on its website that an agreement between the state nuclear energy firm Rosatom and the U.S. Department of Energy on feasibility studies into conversion of Russian research reactors from highly enriched to low enriched uranium had been terminated. Hurricane Matthew, the most powerful Caribbean storm in nearly a decade, is churning toward the Bahamas after inflicting a trail of death and destruction in Haiti and Cuba. At least 10 people have been killed in Haiti and its neighboring country, the Dominican Republic. The Haitian government has not yet been fully able to assess the damage because most of the affected areas have been cut off. The U.S. Agency for International Development's Dave Herman said the U.S. government is initially working very diligently with the Catholic Relief Services and the Red Cross to ensure relief aid is distributed to the most vulnerable in Haiti. Hardin said relief efforts are focused on water and sanitation to help prevent the spread of cholera. Southeastern U.S. states, including Florida and South Carolina, are preparing for Matthew's arrival with orders to evacuate and school closures. Nikki Haley is the governor of South Carolina.
We've been through winter storms. We've been through a 1,000-year flood. A hurricane is different. And so I don't want anybody to look at any of the last few tragedies that we have gone through and think that this is similar. We need you to understand, get all of the paperwork that is important to you and make sure you take it. Make sure you notify your family and know where you're going because we want to make sure that you have a place to stop. This will be going into the weekend, so we ask that once you get to your destination, stay there.
Georgia Governor Nathan Deal has declared states of emergency in 13 coastal counties. Matthew is the strongest hurricane to tear through the Atlantic and Caribbean Sea since Hurricane Felix in 2007. The Israeli Navy Wednesday intercepted a boat carrying pro-Palestinian female activists trying to break Israel's naval blockade of the Gaza Strip and said it was escorting the vessel ashore. The Israeli military said the takeover was brief and there were no injuries, avoiding a repeat of violent scene during a 2010 takeover of an international flotilla in which 10 Turks were killed in clashes with Israeli troops. The incident occurred on a day of renewed fighting in Gaza, where the Israeli Air Force struck a series of targets in response to a Palestinian rocket strike earlier in the day. There were no reports of injuries on either side. Check out more on all these stories at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.